Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 9th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Owande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the abduction of Itai Dzamara and others in Zimbabwe.
It has been 3 years now since Itai Dzamara disappeared. Suspected it disappeared. And it is suspected that state agents might have had a hand in his disappearance. Up to now, there has not been any information regarding where his whereabouts, how he is he alive, is he dead, or anything. Nothing has been found out, nothing has been known. And as you've just heard, there are many, many more like Itai Dzamara, who also disappeared without a trace over a long period of time.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metum Wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com. Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political abductions in Zimbabwe as the country prepares for a crucial general election. We know that Itai Dzamara was abducted 3 years ago today, and the government has not been able to say exactly where Itai is, despite a court order that actually ordered them to find him. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll also discuss the issue of violence in Zimbabwe. And are we going to experience any further abductions or not? Izulukanda balingali chona njani. Lapelikona kuna hapoke nge makaya. Loke ngukipstube ku Studio 7. Namlake spoka ngukutu kacha kume siti. Kuna kukuti kwa tunjwa u Itai Dzamara. Sia kwa suti lamta sivilukwa nise 3 imnyaga. Iminyaka emithathu engabonakali u-Itai Dzamara. Kambe waya ngapi u-Itai Dzamara? Siyakwazi ukuthi kwenziwe umkhosi lamhlanje eHarare khona ngale. Kukhumbulwa ke ukuthi u-Itai Dzamara wayengumuntu wayesebenza ku-Occupy Africa Unity Square. Esebenza khonapho ke esenzela ukuthi abone ukuthi iZimbabwe liyenziwa liranwa ngendlela eyiyo. So siyakwazi njalo ukuthi wayefuna ukuthi wayengumongameli ngaleso sikhathi uMnumzana Robert Mugabe asuke esikhundleni. So asuke esikhundleni pho kuyahamba njani. Okunye njalo sifisa ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi khathesi baba wandi kule political violence ekhona siyabona kubandla le MDC kodwa ke ama abductions asikwazi ukuthi azaphela kumbe haji.
Zvina zvina kunyatso mira zvakanaka dhuve. Tinotenda vatereri kuti vanesu manhero anhasi. Nyaya yedu yanhasi inosiririsa, inorwadzisa mwoyo zvikurusa, and haisiri nyaya yatinotarisira kuti ticharamba takatarisana nayo. Ava makore matatu Itai Dzamara asingazikamwe kuti ari kupi, kana kuti mupenyu kana kuti chinyi, hapana chiri kuzikanwa. Zvinhu zvinoita sokuti netsei kana tofunga kuti pane hurumende inogona kubatsira kuita zvinhu zvese izvi kuti tizive kuti hama dzaItai dzizive kuti ari kupi uyezve kuti zvakafamba sei, asi hapana chatichazikanwa. Iyi nyaya inoita sokuti netsei nokuti ndiyo imwe nyaya zhinji dziri muno muZimbabwe. Dzakaita saizvozvi kubva kunana Rashwe Guzha kunana Nkala vese ivavava havazikamwi kuti vakashayika sei kana kuti vakafa here kana kuti vapenyu. Inyaya dzinoramba dzichikuitika, saka nyaya dzinorwadzisa vanhu vemuZimbabwe zvikuru. Saka nhasi todambotitarise nyaya iyi yokutsakatika kwevanhu vasingambozozikanwa kuti vakafamba sei kana kuti vakaenda kupi, kuti sei zvichiramba zvichiitika, uyezve sei hurumende ichitadza kubudisa mashoko kana kuti kuwana kuti zvinhu zvakafamba sei. Toda zvekutarisa zvene nyaya yemhiri zvonga dziri kuitika zvikuru sei kana takuenda kusarudzo sezvakutanga kuitika iko zvino izvi. Kuti sei pachiita zvokurwisana nenzira yakadai vanhu vachirohwa vamwe vachitsakatika vachidini vachidini sei tisingakwanisiwo kuita zvinhu zvinoitwa navamwe vanhu. Saka ndiyo nyaya toda kuti titarise nhasi tinotenda kuti mava nesu muchirongwa chanhasi.
Ye, kunjalo ke wandise kubonga kakhulu ke. We've got our first guest, that is Mr. Patson Tamara, Itai Tamara's brother, and he's a political activist as well. Mr. Tamara, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Thank you so much. And tell us, we are told that at Africa Unity Square you had some kind of event today. What exactly were you doing in terms of remembering your brother?
So today was essentially a commemoration or anniversary, 3 years anniversary since the abduction of Itai Tamara. As you are aware, my brother Itai was abducted on the 9th of March 2015. And today marked the 3 year anniversary since his abduction. So today we gathered in the Africa Unity Square, we are renaming it to the Tamara Square, Itai Tamara Square, because that's where Itai would be infected living. We gathered in that square to remember Itai Tamara. That's number one. Number two, to celebrate Itai Tamara's courage and bravery, which is unmatched. We also gathered in the square today in order for us to send a clear message to the powers that be that we are not going to leave any stone unturned until we get to the bottom of this issue, until we get the answers we are seeking regarding what transpired to Itai.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Maybe Mr. Wande wants to pose a question to you, Mr. Tamara.
Makadi niko mukoma Tamara, tinorombo nenyaya namamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino. Kwanguva yese iyi muchirwa nekuziva kuti chii chakaitika, pane zvakambotaurwawo here nehurumende zvinoita zvokukupaiwo hope yokuti kuda pamwe gare gare pachawanikwa mhinduro yezvinhu zvakaitika kumukoma wenyu? Makambopiwavo here indication nehurumende yekuti vangada kushanda nemwi kuti zvizikamwe kuti chii chakaitika chaizvo apa?
Ndinoti isu tiri kukatyamadzwa nekabatirwo kari kuitwa nyaya iyi nehurumende, ndaa yekuti kubva pakutanga takatsutsumwa maringe kubata kwavari kuita nyaya iyi. Izvo haisi kubatwa zvirwero, haisi kubatwa zvine mazvo, zvinofanira kunge zviri kuitwa. Dai kwanga kuri kuti vanhu havamire pachokwadi, pari zvino tingadai tiri kutaura imwe nyaya. Pari zvino nyaya iyi ingadai iri nyaya yatiri kuti nyaya yekumashure. Hazvine ndaa yekuti hurumende yedu havasi kuita zvinhu vakamira pachokwadi, havasi kuita zvinhu nemazvo. Ndosaka nyaya iyi iri kuramba ichienderera mberi. So kupindurai mbvunzo yeyu, kubva pakambunyikidzwa Itai tisvike patiri nhasi, hurumende yedu haina chayati yaita. Even havanoti mainvestigations ai kuferefeta kwavaiti kuri kuitwa nemapurisa. Takazoona izvo kuti isusu vanhu vaingodawo kutamba nenguva, uyezve vanhu vaingodawo kuti vange vachitevedzera zvavainge vataurirwa nedare repamusoro rehigh court rainge ravataurira ivo. Vanofanira kunge vachiferefeta nyaya iyi. Kana muchiri kurangarira mukomana Itai paakambunyikidzwa, zvakaitika ndezvekuti mapurisa vachinge vataurirwa vapiwa ripoti ndo zvainge zvaitika, vakange varamba vachiti no, nyaya iyi hatikwanisi kuiferefeta nekuti inyaya ine chekuitwa nezvematongerwo enyika. Zvinova zvakatikatyamadza nendaa yekuti nyaya yose wedha inyaya yematongerwo enyika kana kuti ei mapurisa anofanira kunge achiferefeta. Saka izvi takazoendawo kudare repamusoro rehigh court, anovanzo vakazopa mutongo wekuti mapurisa aifanira kunge achiti achiferefeta nyaya ndipo vakazotanga kuda kunyedzera kunge vari kuferefeta nyaya asi kaitirwo kazvakaitwa kanova kakatiratidza zvakatotiratidza kuti havana kuita basa nemazvo vaingoita zvekuti zvivabve kuti kuti vange vachiwana mhinduro kuti chii chakaita.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Duve, Mr. Dzamara here is expressing a very sad state of affairs.
Mm-hmm.
He is surprised by the government's attitude ever since this thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
He is concerned and worried and obviously upset. And says that if the government had been honest right from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
this issue would have been history. We would be looking back at what might have happened or mm-hmm. what happened. But because of the dishonesty of the government, this issue still remains unresolved and thereby requiring more and more attention.
Mm-hmm.
He wishes that the government was a little bit sincere in its dealings with the family and says that if it wasn't for the court mm-hmm. that had ordered the police to investigate, the police would not have investigated, and even now the police have not done any work towards this issue.
Mm-hmm. I think we've got a caller before we go to Honorable Joseph Chuma. We've got a caller, Makuni. You can talk to me.
Makuni, mripo here?
Mripo, makati zenyu wati.
Aiwa, tiri nani isu. Tibatsire nenyaya inorwadzisa samwe.
Nyaya inorwadzisa moyo, inorwadzisa chokwadi. Bati chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti. Kumbiro ine vanhu ndoye chokwadi pakuti hapana kuti unopfuurire pasina moto hurumende yachinaya iye zvino inonzi nudispensation ndeekugara yakana chinaya izvo hurumende dziri mbiriizvo zvinofani vanhu vanotoziva kuti akaenda kupita kaaiye zvino izvo mutungamiri wehurumende kare kunomvunza kuti noiiiei noiidesider sit kwegore rakashayikwa Dzamara ichimuudza nemapazi ehurumende vaishanda navo
Vamakuni, Vamakuni, tichaedza kudzoka kwaburi nokuti foni yenyu haichanyatso kunzwika, asi zvimwe zvamataura tazvinzwa. Mr. Dube, Mr. Makuni here, he says that someone knows what happened, someone knows where Mr. Dzamara is, because he says the government, with all the intelligence at its disposal,
mm-hmm.
cannot be in a situation of not knowing what happened to this individual. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's bring in Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Bopoma, and he's also in the ZANU-PF Central Committee. Good evening, Honorable Chuma.
Good evening, Duve. How are you?
No, very fine. So, you see that there was this kind of commemoration, or let me say remembrance gathering, you know, today at Africa Unity Square. These people are remembering the disappeared man by the name Itai Dzamara. I think you know that name. So tell us, you know, it seems as if people are always blaming the government, saying, you know, the government, the ruling party, and so forth, they are not making any efforts to find Mr. Dzamara. And since this is a new government, maybe Mr. Mnangagwa could have done better.
Well, I must first pain I can see to the Zamara family. I can tell you that I don't know how painful this moment should be for them as a family, having had somebody disappear without a trace, and up to today we don't know what happened. At times, at least, it's better to probably find the remains of your loved ones and give them a decent burial. That way, you actually can get closure, and you might sort of come to terms with it, although it will always be a difficult issue. But for someone to just disappear in the thin air like that and then have no sense whatsoever of what happened to the person, I'm sure must be very, very painful. And I must say, the Zamora family must know that who are with them at this difficult moment is definitely not a moment to sort of cherish. But while I'm at it, I want to urge us to sort of not commercialize such incidents, because they tend to be very painful to the affected family. I don't know how probably the Zamara family can come up with a situation whereby they engage with honesty and diligence with the authorities that should be looking at such things, as well as I must also be glad to announce that just yesterday when I was in Parliament, I saw in the order paper the issue of Itai Zamara. It had been tabled as a motion by one of the members of Parliament. I can't remember if it was the Honourable Marigadi moving the motion or somebody else. But what I can say is, in Parliament, we have a motion that is being moved towards this issue of Itai Zamara. And I hope that maybe from that angle as well, we might be able to put pressure so that somehow answers are found for the sake of the Zamara family, for the sake of his children, his parents, his relatives, his brothers, his sisters. They must have a closure of this thing. And the only way they can have it is when they know what exactly happened to Itai Zamara. And I think also it would be good for the whole nation as well to know what happened to Itai Zamara, and so that we can have closure, because we have kept on speaking about this issue over and over and over, and it keeps on paining over and over. So I think that we need to engage. We've got a new dispensation, and I want to encourage the Zamara family to give the trial and approach them. Don't take it as what used to happen before, the other era when we still had our former president, Arajim Mugabe. Let's take it from today to say, okay, we have a new dispensation. We have seen a president who is keen and proactive. So maybe let's take advantage of that and find out if we're not going to be able to get meaningful help.
Thank you.
For us to put this thing into a closure.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Now let's go to our callers very fast, and we've got Mr. John Banda. Ecingweni, Baba Banda, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyini njani?
Isiyaphila kakhulu. Ungathini ke ngodaba lolu luka Itai Zamara? Labanye abantu asebacatshayo kwele Zimbabwe. Lapha sikhuluma abantu abanjengoPaul Tshizuzu, uRashiwe Gudla, uzobe Paul Nabanyana, labanye nje abathize. So ke ungathini nje nxa ungatshawugoqela khona?
Mina ngakutsho from my own experience, ngine-experience ngakho ubaba wami wake wathathwa esikolo, wathi ethethe esikolo engutitshe esikolo ethethe oluthi uyabulawa. Bahamba laye basuka laye lwagwelo baya enkayi, basebe phakathi emapulazini enkayi, bafika bamisa imota ababemthethe. Bathi bemisa imota bangena laye egusini, bahlala laye phansi baqasha ukumi-investigator. Bathe bemu-investigator wasebachazela ukuthi ulinki kanganani labanye abantu abaku-government. Waqamba abantu abanye abo-parents yile abantu esasijwalane nabo, beyabantu esasiphila nabo. Kuthe ngemva kwalokhu bafonela labo bantu bakhulumisana labo, kwaba yikuthi sethathwa esuke enkayi wayegweli. Esuke egweli wasuka ku-parents yile, bayakhuluma lo-parents yile, beqeda lapho bamtholisa bamthatha bamfaka ebhasini kuzuku wabuyiselwe ekhayeni wagwela. So ngileqiniso ukuthi i-government ivele iyabi kwazi ngoba ngabantu abaye bethunyiwe. So and ukuthi labo bantu baze kwazi lo muntu bambulele bamngcwaba ngathi.
So kodwa-ke okwenza ukuthi bengaphumeli egcekeni kwini ukuthi begcine besithi hayi phela umuntu ula besabani khonapho.
Okuzakwenza bengaphumeli egcekeni baya bengaphumi ukuthi kuthiwe uhulumende nguyotshontsha abantu ababulale. So babalekela ukuthi abantu bangazi baba kwathi uhulumende izandla zakhe zigcwele igazi ngiyobulala abantu.
Aha. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba John Banda. So ubaba lokhu esaphila
ngoba ubaba wasizwa ukuthi wayesazana labantu yikho okwamphilisayo ngawo wabulawa ngalelo la.
Lokhu esaphila kodwa
uyaphila nanamhlanje ma umuntu ophila nanamhlanje.
Hey, kuzima sibili. Hayi, sikuzwile baba, siyabonga kakhulu baba Banda.
Kuleyi ukuthinta la kule yabomagubhe le.
Yebo, ngiyitimbijana nje kancane.
Okay, le mina ngibona ingani kuthiwa umagubhe besingamtshela nje ukuthi ehlise umoya abambane labanye asebenze labanye ngaso kuphelile sokungali hhayi nje layabe sesithwa kuthoyo.
Ye, hayi, siyakuzwa khonapho-ke ungathina lokusasa baba John Banda, kube le mpela fike enhle baba.
Hayi, la ngimbonile.
Yeah, so what Mr. John Banda is saying is that his father was abducted some time back, you know, and since he was connected to some top guys in the government, he managed to talk to those guys and he was let scot-free, you know.
Very lucky indeed.
Yeah, because he says he was abducted somewhere in the Midlands, then taken to, you know, Harare, and from there he talked to government officials and was, you know, told to go back home. So these abductions, maybe they are very serious. But let's get to Mr. Nkomo, who's on the line. He's a Shona guy who has been holding on there. Can I talk to you, Mr. Wande?
Yes. Mr. Nkomo, muri poere?
Ilalela
la ngizaqala ngibonisa abantu bezimbabwe uNkomo uJoshua Nkomo wayebizwa father of citizens yizanu izanu ibulala abantu emathebeleni ngo-1983 ibabiza amahuhu namhlanje yesifuna ukuxolo kithi ibiza amazipra ama-distance akudingeki ukuthi abantu ababulala abantu ngobani into engethusa kakhulu umuntu omze ekhulume esemhlubulweni nalo owabona igugurawundu edisenti izanu uyazi kuyangiyangisa kakhulu ukuthi ngiyambiza ngokuthi umuntu onjani angikwazi bese ngibhingelela uJamara lapho lo okhona lapho uyazi umfowethu uyakhala njengathi esalahlekelwa ngabantu bakithi bebulawa yizanu yale ephethe lamhlanje uye emasiyoni esibiza amahuhu in bracket besithi babulala ama-distance ezigabeni sakithi abantu betshiswele ezindlini bephila kuyasethusa kakhulu ukuthi namhlanje ma bezenza ngani bona abakwazi ukuthi ngobani ababulala abantu bephinde bethi bona izimbabhile amapholisa ahlakaniphileyo ahlakaniphe ngabe sehleke ukubona umuntu othunjwe ezimbabwe umuntu okhululeke ngacathelizweni khonapho sure okunye sikhulume sikwazi uNkulunkulu lathi sonke lana lisembusweni kuzophela kuzophela and kusika ngami abantu bezanu bonke laba bavulela abantu from 1983 sizofikisa kula xolo they must go 7 years in prison nomethu lenake emngaki la uzi ubuhlumbu abantu ababulala izanu ibuqeda abantu kakhulu ekhaya lapho sabona okenkala bathunjwa babulawa le opatrick nabanga bathunjwa babulawa le nangulokhu zenu uJamara namhlanje kabonakali umuntu ngacatha khonapho sanje ngembuzi ingani imbuzi ngacatha bezilwanuayiboni ingadiwanga
enkomo baba ye siyakuzwa kakhulu nkomo. Sibongele kakhulu ungadilela kusasa
kho. UMTC kancane.
Ye, sikunika 10 seconds. Kathisa khona.
Okay. Hayi, ubaba uMorgan nguye owachange imisteke ukufaka uChamisa lokufaka uMjuri. Angikhulume ukuthi ngifuna ukuthokoza ngikubhe ngwakithi. Hayi, ngabe kabafakanga. There was a reason wabafaka. Angithi bona kabafunda amaNdebela oyibusi. Ngaso ubona besiba ngowesi-4, uzani ngowesi-3. Okusalayo ukuthi wonke amaleaders akithi basetshenziswa ngama-leaders eHarare angeke vafa basinceda ngaluto. Ungazithola umuntu ekhulumela izanu khona phese esigabeni sakithi, umuntu vele ongala voice ephalamente, umuntu nje osebenzela abantu babakhe ongeke ekhuluma iqiniso ukuthi abantwana
bemathelesiabongakhulu enkomo babasibongele kakhulu sibongele kakhulu nkomo ungathiwena kusasa ba. That is Mr. Nkomo, he's in South Africa. He was saying that the government knows, you know, about these abductions. He says there's nobody who can actually disappear for good without you tracing that person. He says never, ever, can't happen. So maybe you can go back to Mr. Tsamara briefly.
Mr. Tsamara, muripo pa line apa?
Yeah.
Ndangari chida kunzwa kuti muno manga zvataurwa na honorable Chuma. Manga ma mchizvizivawo here kuti muparamende mune nyaya yokutarisa zvakaitika kuna vadzamara? Manga mchizviziva?
Okay, ndinotange ndichiti kuna honorable Juma tinokutendai nemashoko enyu, mashoko ane udzamu, mashoko anoratidza kuti muri munhu pavanhu, chero zvazvo pada muri wokubato ratinova ndiro ratiri kuti ndiro rakamburikidza itai Dzamara. Nokutendai nemashoko enyu eukuru, mashoko ataurwa ane udzamu. Nyayo hongu tirikuziva kuti nyaya yakapinda kuparamendi, tinoziva kuti inyaya ichiri kuvheyiwa muparamendi. Regaiwo ndakataurawo ndichiti isuwo sematanhowo atakatora kubva pakauya gavhumendi iyoyi iri kunzi gavhumendi yavamunangagwa, takavanyorera kaviri kose kutaura nezvenyaya yaitai. Patinovanyorerawo tinobva takopawo tichibva tapawa mudenda kuparamendi kwavo ikoko, nyaya iyo inge ichizeyiwa iriko kuparamendi. So hatina kugarira nyaya iyi pasi, tiri kuramba tichizeya, tiri kuramba tichienderera mberi kuti tione kuti zvinosvika papi, tichivaingejavo ivo. Asi tiri kutsutsumwa nendaa yekuti hapana kunge pava ne mhinduro kubva kuhurumende, hapana kunge pava nehwaro nezvezvinhu zvinotibata kuti ko iyo hurumende vanovana baba nana mai vedu vana vachema kuti pano paita dambudziko, tauya kwamuri baba, tauya kwamuri amai, vava ndivo vava kuti igno, vava ndivo vava kutisandudzira kunze. Chinhu chinova chinotikatyamadza. Saka dai waro hurumende yedu yakwanisawo kunge ichigara pasi nesu toona kuti matanho angateriwe kuti nyaya igadzirike ndeapo. Ndaa yekuti isusu yemukutsvakurudzawo kweduwo pane zvatakanhonga nekuonawo, asotii vanhu vari pasi pemutemo. Nosaka tiri kuti dai waro hurumende yaona zvakakodzera kuti tinge tichitarisa nyaya pamwe chete, uyezve tinge tichizeya pamwe chete kusvika sekuti nyaya iyi yange yapera, toziva kuti idi hongu muwedu mupenyu kana kuti muwedu akafa, kana akafa tomutora tinomuiga kumusha kwake.
Thank you very much.
Dhuve, Dr. Tsamara, he's saying that, he thanks Honorable Chuma for what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He appreciates it very much, notwithstanding that he is from the political party, that they are at loggerheads with in terms of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they are aware of the things that are being done or said in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Mr. Itai Dzamara's issue is concerned, but he's not very happy that there has not been an answer or explanation of any kind from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And he urges the government to hopefully sit down with the family. Mm-hmm. And discuss this issue.
Thank you very much. Yes. We've got Umsundizwa Ndlovu yabhalala potilinjani pasakazi siyaphila mfowethu. Uzobuya ke uChris Mzimkhulu Mpala uthi ask the former president about Itai Dzamara, like many people who disappeared during the 5th Brigade atrocities. And then we've got Mike Ezron Kaunda who says, put pressure on Idi Mnangagwa, the truth shall come out. he knows something about Itai Tamara. So I'm told that we've got Mr. Kausen Zilala. He is the country director, that is Zimbabwe, director of Amnesty International. Good evening and welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Good evening.
Thank you so much. And tell us, as an Amnesty International representative, how do you find this situation where people like Itai Tamara disappear in a country where there are laws? Is that possible?
It's we consider that as an enforced disappearance, and we ask the government, or we call upon the government of Zimbabwe to account for his disappearance, actually, considering that it is now 3 years. It's a very long time. You know, the family need answers, and Zimbabweans need the government to account, and the world will also need to know where Itai Tamara is.
So now, in a way, when you trace these disappearances, I still remember where the time Rashua Kuja disappeared. We know that there was Paul Chizuzu, and we know that there was Nabanyana and others, and people who disappeared during the Kukurahundi atrocities. How do you handle such situations, as Amnesty?
This is quite unacceptable, and we have seen other people who have disappeared, and the government sometimes they deny knowledge of that disappearance. But at the end of the day, you see those people probably coming out if they are not dead. They come out probably from the police. And we saw that happening even to Justina Mukoko. Mm-hmm. But so what we're actually saying is that this is very much unacceptable, because when the current government speaks about the free and fair election, that as long as you cannot account for somebody who has just disappeared, just for his freedom of expression, then that sends shivers to every citizen. And what then it means is that every citizen doesn't have the right to personal security. It might happen to anyone who expresses his or her opinion as we go towards the election.
Thank you so much, Zilala. Let's take a caller right now, Ubaba Mtolomba. Mtolomba, I'm told that Mtolomba's number has actually dropped. I think we've got Mr. Gifty Siziba, a human rights activist. Is he there or not? Mr. Siziba, I'm told Mr. Siziba's number has gone down. Well, maybe let's talk to Honorable Chuma, Mr. Wande.
Honorable Chuma, given the time that has elapsed since Mr. Zamara's disappearance, is there any other way that can be used by the family if the government continues to stonewall like it is?
Well, another way that I can quickly think of is probably maybe an engagement of a private investigator who probably come from somewhere else, who might come and try and investigate this thing to its conclusive end. But now we also must consider the issue of cost. Because those people, definitely are not going to come in cheap and for free. So that's another hindrance that maybe the family might face. But like I said earlier on, there's nothing as painful as not knowing what happened to anything. Even I'll give you a simple example of your own money. If you put your money in a drawer and then suddenly it's not there, and you ask around everyone in the house, no one knows what happened to it. It will pain you so much, not just because the money is gone, but because of the fact that no one is owning up to say, yes, I took it. So now, if money can pain you, what more of a person? What more of a whole human being? So definitely, yes, we need to somehow come up with a mechanism, a system, which will bring us to a conclusive stage whereby we certainly say, okay, this is what happened. Here is the remains of our dear brother Itai, or whatever the outcome is. But at least we must come to a finality. And I think that is the day when Zimbabwe and the family in particular will probably have a good rest. I don't think they're having a good night at the moment in this kind of situation that we're talking about now.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Chuma. Sike sibuyele kubaba uCousin Zilala. Anti ngiyakhumbula ukuthi kudala kwakho wakhulumisa indebele. Lokhu sasikwanisa.
Ngiyazama la kaphesi ngiyakhuluma mbija.
Yeah, awuboni ke mnumzana Zilala nxa sikhangela ke ngakhona ukuthi abantu bayacatsha bengatholakala ukuthi bangaphi. Kambe uhulumende nanxa selizama ukuthi likhulume laye uthini ngendaba ezinje?
Ngiyakhumbula ngo-2016 Honorable Vice President Mnangagwa, when he was still the Vice President in 2016, in Geneva, the Human Rights Council, he promised umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi bazazama ukuthi bedinge ukuthi benze investigation bebone ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo ngendaba kayithayi zamani. And the Gatesi saying, President, so will 100 days as a saluto from him and the Baza Itaiza Marasos Kangaru Tiena. Then we saying, President Gates, a paramissing the valley, and the Uti civil closure. We had the Imoli Funuuti, there was Uti Ubava Umbumtanavo. Wabhubha yini, wafa yini, kumbe lokhu esaphila. Nxa kuyukuthi uyaphila, ngeke ngakhuluma lonkosikazi wakhe. Nxa kuyukuthi wafa, sifuna ukutshela ukuthi wafela ngaphi, kumbe sibone lapho angcwatshwa khona. Nxa kuyukuthi uyaphila, sifuna ukumbona. You know, ifamily needs a closure, and I think the whole country and the whole world need closure. And you know, as long as investigation, as long as things are going on. They have a lot of smooths every day. They have a lot of smooths every day. We remain consistent in that question. Yes, it is.
Yes, I was a colleague. 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 I was Iye kunjani ifoni yakho sondela ifonini baba sondela ifoni uyasizwa mtolomba baba mtolomba uyangizwa hayi kukhanya ngizala ifoni yakhe
ngiyakuzwa
hawu waboni ke so wena ubona njani udaba lolu mtolomba
hawu udaba lolu ngibona ngathi uhulumende kumele abothe ukuthi
hawu suchetile phela mtolomba so ungachethi ungakuchibiliki ube khona apho ndawonye baba. Yeah, kubeka mnumzane. Kubeka mtolomba. Hey, ifoni yakhe angikwazi angangena kwindawo ngazani iyayakazeka nje kancane. So maybe singabuyela kubaba uJuma. Kulo nto kwakufuna ubuze ubaba uJuma. Honorable Juma, Mr. Wande.
Yeah, Honorable Juma, the other issue which is in the same realm with the issue that we are discussing about Mr. Zamara, is that there is seemingly a continuation of the same things happening over and over again. As parliamentarians, if you sought to address this issue of political violence, especially towards election time like we are facing right now, because we seem to be repeating things all the time whenever it comes to this point, we see a lot of violence, we see a lot of beatings and disappearances here and there. If you thought of a way of stopping this whole fiasco, please.
Well, I must let you know that I'm actually moving a motion on Tuesday in Parliament about the same issue, in particular the issue that happened to some of our fellow honourable members of Parliament when they faced the violence first in Bulawayo, when they were in their offices, it was an intra-party violence. And then it occurred again in Buhera during the burial of our late former Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition, Juan Swamirai. And then also it occurred just this last weekend in Bulawayo again in the same offices. And it involved some of our honorable members, like Honorable Kuke, Honorable Bembe, and Honorable, I can't remember. But now, we want us as Parliament, the leader of the House must come up strong as Parliament to issue a statement against such occurrences. It does not matter whether that member of Parliament is from the opposition or from the ruling party. But what we are simply saying is that the moment we allow these things to occur and we just turn a blind eye because it happened to a certain particular member of Parliament, then one day that same thing might be your doorstep. And what do you do when it comes and you are faced with such a dilemma? So it is important to be proactive towards such issues. So I am going to be raising that. In fact, I'm going to raise it as a point of privilege to say, let Parliament voice out and be heard so that the whole country knows, the whole world knows that Parliament does not condone such acts of violence towards anybody else. And maybe that way we can now sanitize this whole process as we go towards the elections. And I've also said that I urge all members of Parliament, as they go about their addresses in their constituencies, to be conscientizing people to say, every time you look at this violent occasion happening, you never see my son in the forefront. You never see my daughter in the forefront. But I am very quick as a leader to hire other people's sons, other people's daughters, to go out there and they kill out these violent acts. But then when they are injured and they are taken to hospital, they will never see me as a leader following them up there, going to pay for their bills.
Yes.
They are arrested and they go to prison. You never see me following them back there to console them or anything. So we need to conscientize our people to say, don't allow your children to be used by these leaders who are greedy for power and who want to have power at whatever cost.
Yeah, Honorable Chuma, if someone walks up to you now and says that parliamentarians are taking notice of the violence in the country because they themselves are now also on the receiving end of the results of this violence, which has simmered for a long time, what would you say to them?
I would say that at times when you want to fix things, do not put up comparisons to say because A is happening, B is the result. No. When you want to fix things, you must start wherever you start from. If the past people did not raise these things, tough luck. But right now, let us raise them. Let us not shy away and say that many people will say because we are the ones fixing it or whatever. That is retrogressive. That is a way of looking at things to make them stagnant, to make sure that we don't move forward. Let us move forward. Whatever, wherever the violence has happened to, whoever it has happened to, what we're saying is, let us speak out. If we did not speak out yesterday, tough luck, it was bad. So let's not carry on that mistake of not speaking out today. Today, let us speak. Let us speak with one voice, whether from the ruling party or from the opposition, but let us speak with one voice to say, a life lost is too much. A person man is too stressful. So let's avoid that.
Mm. Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma.
We've got a caller. I think we've got a caller, Brighton. Can you
Brighton.
Get that caller? Yes.
Yeah. Mkoma Brighton, Muripo Ere?
Ndiripo Mkoma Magadire.
Aye, watiri nani. Tunokutendai kuti maita moyo murefu. Muno unzwa kuti yaya tiri kutaura iri pamuromo pavanhu zvikuru. Saka tinokutendai kuti maita moyo murefu. Tibatsirewo nezvamunofunga nenyaya iyi.
Ya, ini ndingangoda kuti dzokere kumashure. Ndichida kutarisa nyaya iyoyi tarisa kumaZimbabwe zvishuwa. Kana takatarisa maparliamentarians edu aya, ndavanyatsa kutiotarisira zvinhu Zimbabwe ndiyatsukundika zvakanaka. Ende vanachimbonzwa zvangu nenyaya ndomboti wani ndanachinzwa nenyaya yekahundi takaisa Unity Day. Ndofunga ndizvozvo. Then toya futi kumaparliamentarians edu aya. Munokuona kuti pane vanhu vakafika kuhondo. They never even looked at that. Saka iwe nezivi nibato riripo kutonga isi harina kutombogara rakambostarisa kuti chii. Saka munhu wani chaya chaya kwavari havana nebasa nazvo. Handiti muri kuzviona. Saka vanhu vatogara vangori chikuti havana basa nechiine vanhu, handiti muri kuzvoni. Ndiwo zvamafungiro andiri kuita. Saka kuna dzamara kao ndeumwe vanhu vekutoti futika iko zvino izvo vanhu vaifanira kutarisa kuti vanhu necommission inotoitwa kuti vakatarisa kuti vanhu vakafira panyadzonya, vakafira pachimoyo, vakafira nguva iyoyo. Izvese izvezvi that 36 years hazvina kumbogara zvaita. Saka izvi zvadzamara izvo zvavazvitobhovabvunduri. Ende uye maparlamentarians vedu izvo they are not getting their alliances nicely. Kunyatsa kuita question up vanenge vari kutyawo hurumende iyoyo. Handiziye ndo mafungiro angu inini those vari kuisa pamutemo vari vedu maparlamentarians handizive kuti vari kuzvifambisawo sei ipapapo ne vakatarisa hurumende nevanhu.
Aiwa, tatenda chaizvo mukoma Brighton.
Ndinodembawo zvangu zveshuwa nemhuri yavadzamara, but isu ndakatarisa zveshuwa kuti zveshuwa kana patichingoisa pressure and ngatiisei pressure futi nezvese nekumashure handiti muri kuzvoni vabuditswewo zvese izvo zvinhu zvakaitika kune vakapfirawa uku zvese zvibuditswe zvese zvimaparlamentari emberi vane basa rekuti vagadzise izvozvo.
Aiwa,
otherwise history ichatikuwadza kumberi.
Aiwa, tinotenda namashoko enyu. Mr. Duve, Brighton here is saying that you know, he's not very happy with the performance of our parliamentarians, who he says that they should be watching out for us. But they also seem to be afraid of dealing with our government. So most of the time they don't do much. He is also skeptical about how they approached the people who perished during the war, that there were no commissions set up to do anything about those people. And now we have the Dzamara issue, one among many, and still there's no commission of inquiry as to exactly what happened. So, you know, but he urges the people to keep on the pressure on the government to make sure that these things are stopped.
Now, what is strategy, Baba? Osekwane Slombong and Stole? Numzana Stole, kunja?
Eh, siyaphila babanjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Wena ubona njani udaba lolu?
Eh, udaba lolu lunzima manje, but mina ngizoqala ngalolu daba lolutshisayo kwamanje lusebhudeni njengasibheke kukhetho lolu daba le-MDC. Into engizoyicela kakhulu ukuthi i-MDC kakhulu lapho esindebeleni into esiyicelayo ukuthi babambane njalo bazoshisa umoya. Ngoba sibheke ekhethweni nje bonke abantu bemandebeleni bahambe kakhulu emaralini lawa ayiwa kathamisa konke bamsekele kakhulu ngoba kayikho enye indlela engasenza siqhubekele phambili ngaphandle kokhetho nokubambana. Kanti futhi enye indaba leyo yesikhuluma ngayo kwamanje leyo kayidzamara ibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ibuhlungu kanje njena akaziwa nalapha khona noma uyaphila noma ufile leyo nto leyo kuyisilonda esingapholiyo. Kube kungcono kuba i-government yena le ZANU-PF nale yesikhokhelwa ngumnangagwa ekade ikhokhelwa ngoRobert kube bakutsho phela ukuthi ukuphi abantu behlise umoya bahle bakwazi ukuthi hayi lo muntu lo ngeke sikwazi ukumbona futhi safa sibone namathambo akhe siqede ngaye nje kuphele sikwazi ukuthoka inhliziyo zethu kuba ma kunje akwaziwa kuzohlala kukhulunywa kuphela kusiba isilonda esingapholiyo. Kufuneka nje ukuthi zani kuphela yena kukhulume kuphela kubeke kucace ukuthi iDzamara ukuphi iyaphila ungakaphili bayephila phela bonakali if ufile and then batsheleke abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi iDzamara ufile upheleke kanjalo ngoba kwamanje kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho kuzoloku kukhulunywa thinizoninini. So mina hayi into enganayo imphathi kahle kakhulu kuleyo.
Esithole baba, sibongile kakhulu. Ungadinela kusasa ube lempela fike enhle kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yeah, lo ngubaba uMbongeni Sithole, what he's saying is that there should be peace in the MDC. He says violence does not pay, you know. And he says about Dzamara, the government should know where Mr. Dzamara is. And they should come out in the open, especially the new government. It should say exactly where Mr. Dzamara is, you know. Let's go back to Mr. Kausen Zilala. Mr. Zilala, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
So now, as Amnesty International, how do you assess the kind of political situation in the country right now as Zimbabwe approaches a crucial election?
What we want are guarantees for the enjoyment of civil and political rights that are enshrined in the Zimbabwean constitution. When we go for elections, of course, we have a history of political violence which is a serious violation of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, we want a commitment from the new dispensation, and they need to demonstrate that they are different from the old government, and the new government should demonstrate that they are committed to human rights. They need to prioritize human rights. And when you talk about investment,
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe is open to investment. That is very good. But investment where there is no respect for human rights does not really work. You first of all have to sell a human rights environment first for investors to come into the country. For as long as we clean our human rights record, as long as we end impunity, as long as we make sure that those who perpetrated human rights in the past have been brought to book, then Zimbabwe will really be open for business and will be able to enjoy economic, social, and cultural rights when the environment is human rights friendly.
Is there anything that you can say to Honorable Chuma directly about political violence and abductions of people in Zimbabwe?
It's very important for Honorable Chuma to... I think the motion that he is suggesting that he's going to raise in Parliament is very important, and I really urge him to continue to do that, because we need to make sure that... at the moment, you know, political violence at the moment is a bit tricky in Zimbabwe, because you don't know which side. It was easy in the past because you really know which party is violent against which one. But now, because of intra-party and also clashes between political parties, because of intra-party divisions, that can happen to anyone. And if we let it go unchallenged, mm-hmm. then it will be disastrous for our people.
The floor is now yours, Honorable Chuma. Go ahead and respond to what people are saying, and even Mr. Zilala.
Well, what we need to understand is that violence does not pay. And most of the time, the people that do these acts of violence are only just given money enough to get them drunk so that they probably get that courage. But as the people that get paid for being in politics, you never see us being violent towards each other. When we're in Parliament, we've got a very good rapport with the opposition MPs. We even eat together lunch. We drink together. We actually got a bar in Parliament where we can interact together. And we do that without even any problem at all. And then you find that we come down here and we use people who don't get paid at all, who have nothing to show for these things. And people must understand these things. When these political parties were formed, they were not even there. They were not formed at their own houses. So why are they taking it so much into heart to a point whereby you can actually pick up a brick and want to stone somebody for something that is not even yours, that doesn't belong to your house or your family? People must learn to be okay upstairs here and know that do not be used by anybody. If anyone comes to you and say, go and beat up the next person, they immediately there, make a citizen arrest of that person and tell them to the police, because they are breeding the wrong kind of culture among mm-hmm. our people. Let us all learn to be accommodative to each other. Let us all learn to actually agree to disagree where we have to, because we are not all going to see things the same way as we always do. That is why even if you go to the Christian world, others go to Methodist, others to Anglican, others to Zionist, but you never see them fight. So why are you fighting here when it comes to politics? If your neighbor decides to go to MDC, let them go to MDC, that's their choice. If your son wants to go to ZANU-PF, let him go to ZANU-PF, that's his choice. There's no need for you to be so agitated and want to kill for something that doesn't belong to you and that will never belong to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma.
Yeah. Vasilala, ndinoda kubvunza hangu, sangano renyu reAmnesty International rinowanikwa kwese kwese, ndingangoti kwese kwese pasi panapa. Muchiongorora mabatirwo anoitwa vanhu nehurumende dzavo. Chandinoda kuzvanicho kuti kana paine zvamunenge muchiona zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka kana kuti zvinoitwa nenzira isina kunaka, pane zvimwe here zvamuinazvo mubhegi menyu umo zvamunogona kuzoshandisa kumanikidzira hurumende dzenyika chero iri nyika yaipe zvayo kuti iregere kuita zvainenge ichiita kuvanhu vayo? Zvingangoperera here mukungoongorora kana kuti mune imwewo nzira yamunogona kuita yekumonyorora pfungwa dzehurumende kuti dziregere kuita zvadzinenge dzichiita kuvanhu?
Ndinofunga mukasokutaurwa kwamaita tiri organization inowanika pasi rose. And tine nhoroombe yekubva kuma1961 tichirwira kodzero dzevanhu. And kunyangwe angava munhu umwe chete kana vakawanda, kazhinji zhinji mukurwira kwedu kodzero tinoingeja kana kuti kukurukura nehurumende. Tarisiro yedu izvozvi tine hurongwa hwokuda kuti tiite engage negovernment yeZimbabwe kuti tikurukure mahuman rights concerns nehuman rights agenda yatinotarisira kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe. Saka izvozvi tiri pakati pekutokumbira yatingati kutsvaga meeting nehurumende kuti tikwanise kukurukura kodzero dzevanhu dzatotarisira kuti dai dzaprotektwa, kufufilwa kana kuzadziswa muZimbabwe. Kana tichinge takurukura, tinoonesana pazvinhu zvinofanira kuitwa. Kana zvisina kuitwa, isusu kazhinji tine over 7 million members in the world, and tinoita yatingati pressure mukukampena kwedu. Tinozvizivira zvikuru kwazvo kuti kunyangwe kubva kuma1960 ivo vakaita sana fomu vaimbova mutungamiriri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaMugabe, kusanganisira ivo purezidendi varipo iko zvino, vakarwirwa kodzero dzavo neAmnesty International varimo mumajere pavakanga vakasungwa. Hurumende dzeudzvanyiriri dzakanga dziripo tichidzipa puresha yekuti dai vabudiswa kubva mumajere, kusvika zvakwanisika kuitika. Nazvino kana ivavo vakaburitswa mumajere vakakwanisa kunge vakange vachityora zvakare kodzero dzevanhu, tinopa puresha yakafanana neyatakapa vakambovasunga ivavo.
Muchidimbu, makanga muchifungawo here kuti panochinja hurumende muZimbabwe mungadari muchitaura nenyaya idzodzi nhasi kwese?
Haisi tarisiro yatakanga takatarisira kubva kare, asi zvinoitika ndezvekuti zvichida munhu kana ari aakutongawo anogona kuuya nenzira dzake dzinogona kunge dzisingakuridzire kodzero dzemunhu. Isusu hati seAmnesty zvedu hatitarisire kuti tinoda mutongo wakati kana tinoda utongi hwakati regandi utongi hwakadai, asinongoda utongi hunoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu. As long hatinei kuti uri kuti tungadifaina tichiti matongero ako ndeerudzii, asi kana ari matongero anongoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu asingamunyikidze kodzero dzevanhu, tinokuremekedza wakadaro. Asi kana paunongotyora kodzero dzemunhu, kwete, tinokurukura newe tokupa puresha yekuti dai warega kudaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vazilala. His statement here is that they have been doing this for quite a long time, mm-hmm. and they will continue to do this, but also he admits that they were not expecting to be dealing with such issues when the government changed. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that took everyone by surprise.
And normally in this show there's no overtime, and I guess we are out of time now. We have to leave it there, right? So I wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Patson Zamara, the brother of Itai Zamara, who disappeared 3 years ago. Honorable Joseph Chuma, a member of parliament for ZANU-PF, is standing in there in Pelandaba and Kupoma. And then we had Mr. Kausen Zilala of Amnesty International. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers who watched us and listened to the show tonight. This is Gibbs Dube in Studio 7 saying goodbye.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We hope to see you again here next time. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.